Unit 17. Greenwashing. The late 1980s saw the advent of new trends in environmentalism and corporate social responsibility, which led to the birth of green marketing. The late 1980s saw the advent of new trends in environmentalism and corporate social responsibility, which led to the birth of green marketing. Companies realized that customers were becoming more ecologically concerned, which ultimately affected their shopping habits. Companies realized that customers were becoming more ecologically concerned, which ultimately affected their shopping habits. This practice of falsely advertising products or services as environmentally friendly is called greenwashing, and it is widely used across the globe. This practice of falsely advertising products or services as environmentally friendly is called greenwashing, and it is widely used across the globe. Many times, the exaggerated environmental claims of companies are intentional, while other times, they can be the result of ignorance or sloppy marketing. Many times, the exaggerated environmental claims of companies are intentional, while other times, they can be the result of ignorance or sloppy marketing. One of the most effective tricks of the advertising trade is to play with a product's packaging design, and this is often done in greenwashing practices as well. One of the most effective tricks of the advertising trade is to play with a product's packaging design, and this is often done in greenwashing practices as well. Hemp sacks and recycled brown paper wrapping, along with pictures of the globe, clear skies, and growing grass, are used to convince customers that the product they are about to purchase will not harm the earth. Hemp sacks and recycled brown paper wrapping, along with pictures of the globe, clear skies, and growing grass, are used to convince customers that the product they are about to purchase will not harm the earth. A classic example is a hotel chain that claims to care about the environment because it asks guests to consider reusing their towels and bedsheets. A classic example is a hotel chain that claims to care about the environment because it asks guests to consider reusing their towels and bedsheets. In fact, one of the biggest motivators for hotels to ask customers to reuse their towels and bedsheets is simply to save money. In fact, one of the biggest motivators for hotels to ask customers to reuse their towels and bedsheets is simply to save money. Truly green products are generally backed by a third-party certification. Truly green products are generally backed by a third-party certification. As a smart consumer, it is essential that you do your research before making any purchases. As a smart consumer, it is essential that you do your research before making any purchases.